KOJB 90.1, The Eagle, good day, and welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and joining me in the studio is Chantel Michon. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, today I thought we'd talk about our body and the environments in our body.
Okay.
Because we're doing a lot of environments,
right.
But let's base it down to just our body today.
Okay.
We just, one body, you and I, and why everything.
Why am I uneasy here?
Well, we got a topic that I kind of chuckled about because I knew I was coming in and visiting you,
mm-hmm.
and I just love a good laugh. So we're going to talk about animals living on your face.
On your what?
On your face.
F-A-C-E.
Yep, little critters, little mites that are on your face every day, all the time.
Ew.
Morning, noon, and night.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to have a good time.
Tell me more.
So, please.
Yeah,
right?
Really, I want to know.
You want to know more. So you can't see these. But they're there. They're microscopic.
Thank God
they're
tiny. Okay.
Tiny little mites. And so they're microscopic mites, little eight-legged creatures, kind of like little spiders.
Really?
Yep. And again, I'm always watching the Sci-Fi Channel, and I'm always watching things. So you see the microscopic little animals on the microscopes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just look like little mites, little legs, little heads, little bodies. They're just so tiny.
Little shoes, little clothes. Little,
yeah, if I could dress them, I would. But I can't.
All right.
Stick to the chickens. These little mites that are living on our face, they're there for a reason. Now, in our bodies, in our environmental bodies, everything that connects with us is for a reason.
Okay.
Okay. So these little mites, they spend their entire lives on our face. They eat, they mate, and they die. On our faces.
Oh, that's happening on our face?
Yep. Just as I'm sitting there chatting with you away and looking at you and you're looking at me, these little mites are, right now they're actually dormant. They're kind of hiding inside the pores.
Okay.
Okay. So right now during the day and the sunlight and moving around, they're hiding. And before you start buying that extra face wash, right? Just know that these microscopic lodgers in our pores, they're not a serious problem. They're just there because it's our environment and that's where they live. And so in our whole show of environments, you know, I've taken us to the solar system, to our own bodies. These little mites live on our bodies.
Wow.
And they're not a serious problem. So you don't need to scrub your face raw trying to wash them off because they're going to come back and they're always going to be there until we perish ourselves. So they're there.
You just brought me down like 10 notches here.
No, just remember now, everything is for a reason.
Okay.
Okay. And so.
Why?
And almost all of them are entirely harmless. Yeah, almost.
Almost?
All of them are entirely harmless.
Okay.
And so that's kind of where we are going to wash our faces. And what's common is these mites reveal a history about ourselves, where we've come from and our ancestors and where our ancestors came from.
Okay.
Because these mites come with us. Some of these mites are from Africa. Some are from New Guinea. Some are from, you know, Australia. And so these mites that are on your face kind of show your heritage, too. And your lineage. Yeah, thank you. So it kind of shows you where you've come from because these mites come with you.
Okay.
Okay. There's two different species that live on our face. Two different types. There's the ones that are the joint-legged animals, such as the insects and the crabs, the being the mites, they're the closest to the spiders and the ticks. Those ones live there. And we also have these other little ones that have eight short, stubby little legs near their heads. So we have ones that look like spiders, and then we have ones that kind of look like little ants, you know, but the legs are up by the head. So I know. Hopefully you already ate your lunch.
Anyway.
And so now the reason I like this is because we're talking about our environment and everything that you can see is what we consider our environment. But I like to talk about the stuff that we can't see.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of stuff in our environment that we can't see. And that's why I brought up the aspect of the little mites that actually live on our face. And so in the science have known that humans carry face mites for a long time. These mites have been on us forever, and so they've figured out that these mites live on us because, you know, we actually have bacterial in our intestines, too, that help with keeping our body proper and healthy. You know, so that's kind of the same thing. So the proper bacterial in our intestinals and our stomach keep us proper. And then the mites on our face, too, are there for a reason.
Okay.
What it is, we don't know yet, but it's there. I'll get to the why it's not so great in a little bit. But and so when we look through the microscope, they're swimming through the oil and they're cruising around. They don't go really far and they don't go very fast. They're just kind of cruising in the same spot, huh? Just swimming around in your little oil glands. And so what they like to do is they prefer to settle deep into your oily glands. Mm. In the oil glands, that's where they live. They live in there. And so that's why they sleep during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come out at night. Okay. While we're sleeping. And so they're going to come out at night while we're sleeping. And they kind of roam around. And compared with our other body, our face has larger pores and more numerous glands. And so that makes sense why they all kind of migrate towards our face rather than on our shoulders or on our back or, you know, on our hands.
Because
our face has more pores and on it. But they also found other places, too. So it's just not on our face. Probably since about 1842, they say, it was first spotted in the human earwax. And so that's when they first figured out that we have mites and we have bacteria that lives on us that's actually supposed to be on us. That lives on us, that creates on us, and it is a part of us. And even though it's not visible, 14% of the people had visible mites. And that's what's going to take us down to the visible mites. Sometimes it's rosacea.
Mm-hmm.
Is there's a little extreme amount of mites. And that's where the rosacea comes from.
Really? That's what causes that?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I read.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And so what we do in quite large numbers, it's hard to speculate how many. A high mite population would be in the thousands, they would guess. So, and a thought would be about, you have probably about 2 mites per eyelash. So that's about how many mites that we have on ours.
Really? So there's mites living on our faces, possibly building condominiums and communities. We don't know what they're eating. We don't know why they're there.
Nope. We don't know why they're there. But what we do know is that they are there. And what we do know is that they give a history of ancestral heritage, because different mites come from different areas. And we know that they live and die on our face and marry and produce.
They marry?
In my world, they do.
I thought there was a wedding on my face the other night. I have this.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, really. I have this extreme urge to go and wash my face right now.
I'm sweating.
Oh my gosh, that's disgusting.
So we also don't know how much they reproduce. Other species of mites, they get up from to all sorts of things. Okay, so they've never been known to eat one another. And
what?
So it appears that they come out at night to mate, and then they go back into their pores during the day.
They go to mite bars.
Yep.
I shouldn't make light of this.
No, go ahead, because it's crazy.
It's creepy. Know?
And so they also lay their eggs. And so they reproduce. And where they lay their eggs is they lay their eggs around the pores. And so that's where we get our eggs from, the mites.
Okay.
And to top it off, they don't have anuses. So so we got these mites that live on your face. They mate. They eat something. They don't produce any type of defecation. And so, but what happens now is they're going to live there, and then they're going to lay their eggs, and then they're going to die.
This happens in what, 5 minutes? An hour?
Well, studies found that people suffering from rosacea, instead of 1 to 2 per square, have about 10 to 20 okay. per square. So, right. Yeah, so they die. We don't die.
All right, then.
the mites are beneficial for dead skin off your face, or maybe they're eating the dead skin off your face, but they're also helping it boost some of our immune system on our face, in our environment, our body environment. So the mites are actually a little bit good for us, and something's always supposed to kind of be there on our bodies.
Well, Chantel, interesting as this is.
Yeah, and so remember, the mite problem, it's not a problem.
Okay.
It's just supposed to be there.
All right. I know you're all grossed out just like I am, but anyway, that's going to wrap up another edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.